do a
big boss.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Take two.
Take two. Toss of one. The Cohenhoven group observed this effect in the unitary limit where it can overcome a Coulomb blockade in a quantum dot. The original method model of this effect was exactly solved nearly simultaneously by N. Andre and P. Wiegmann using the beta ansatz. A renormalization group approach to this problem, in which the bandwidth is not rescaled in each iteration, was referred to as poor man scaling by its originator. Its original derivation relied on expanding a scattering probability due to the second order term, which is proportional to natural log of K sub T times T over the density of states. That derivation of this effect predicts a namesake residence at the Fermi level.
Oh, that's probably wrong.
Condo.
15.
Nice.
15. Oh,
a John Hollander poem named for this action mostly consists of words like Glurd, Sproul, and Zant. For 10 points each, name this action, which is undone by the narrator of a short Ursula K. Le Guin story, which states that the hunter cannot be told from the hunted, nor the eater from the food, after this action is completely reversed.
Wait, what?
Can you read a bit slower, by the way?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you catch
this?
This
action.
It's an action of Ursula K. Le Guin story.
Oh, Ursula, I don't know.
Answer?
No.
It's Adam naming the animals.
Okay.
This author's poem, Naming the Animals, imagines an overwhelmed Adam shyly venturing, "Thou shalt be called Fred," as he tries to name a cow. His Holocaust-themed poetry includes the Book of Yolek.
Yeah.
Hecht collaborated with Hollander to invent a form of light verse named for this metrical foot. It consists of a stressed syllable followed by two unstressed syllables. Its name comes from the Greek for finger.
Isn't it? Oh, dactyl.
Double dactyl equals hecht.
Dactyl.
Good for 20. Good toss up 2. In an adaptation of this play, the protagonist compares this struggle where I only learned to yield to this wound I was craving for, after describing how all day long I waited for him, my legs open maimed. The audience is told that love is the great conduit of the ridiculous in a 2004 all-female adaptation of this play by Christina Leitch. A 1947 adaptation of this play by Robinson Jeffers starred Judith Anderson, the first of three women to win a Tony Award for playing its main character. The poem Scottsboro 2 is Worth a Song was originally included in a County Cullen book along with this translation.
Medea?
This scholar was contrasted with Eugene Sellers Strong in a 2002 book on this scholar's invention by Mary Beard. For 10 points each, name this religious historian who studied the ritualistic origins of classical literature in the book Prolegomena to the Study of Greek Religion. It's Jane Harrison.
Yeah.
Harrison's work was inspired by this paradigm in religious studies, which is exemplified by James Frazier's The Golden Bough. This paradigm uses terms like Abrahamic to systemically group and contrast world religions.
Comparative religion.
In chapter 4 of the Prolegomena, Harrison examines this somewhat mysterious harvest festival, which was divided into the days of Enodos, Nestea, and Calligenia.
That's all we get, harvest festival. Anthesteria.
It's Thesmophoria.
Okay, never mind.
So you get 10.
We do.
Your keys are sticking to 20. Toss up 3. An incident in this country in which impoverished farmers were forced to sell 250 girls to tax collectors was publicized by a genre of clandestine literature called night letters. A historian born in this country argued that its 19th century culture viewed shaven adult men, or Amra Duma, The missionary John Eliot was responsible for founding many of the planned communities designed with this adjective. For 10 points each, identify this adjective used in colonial New England to designate both American Indians like Waban, who had converted to Christianity, and the towns that is native where those converts lived. Yes. During this war, the residents of praying towns like Natick were evacuated to Deer Island, where many of them promptly died of cold and hunger. The murder of the praying Indian John Sassamon by Metacom's men kicked off this war. Yes. This 19th century Native American activist developed his concept of Indian nullification after organizing the residents of the praying town of Mashpee, Rhode Island, in a nonviolent 1833 revolt. He also wrote a eulogy on King Philip and an Indian's Looking Glass for the Lightning.
Nice.
Good
work.
30?
That's impressive.
Jesus. Yeah. Awesome 4. In a painting by this artist, one toddler blows bubbles and another lights a torch while a winged skeleton gives a sheet of paper to a baby seated on its mother's knee. In 18th and 19th century Britain, this artist's cult-like followers included a war scene painter named John Hamilton Mortimer and biographer Lady Morgan, who popularized the myth that this artist was raised by bandits. Alexander VII excommunicated this artist for a painting in which fortune pours a cornucopia out on a pig, a sheep, and a donkey, draped in a cardinal's robe. In one self-portrait, this artist inscribed the words, "Behold, whither? When?" onto a skull. In another, he is depicted as philosophy holding the text, "Be quiet unless your speech be better than silence." Kenneth Clark's Landscape into Art discusses the picturesque nonsense inspired by this man's paintings.
Claude?
No. In a Rembrandt's paintings of wild landscapes around his home city of Naples. For 10 points, what eccentric Baroque artist is often considered to be a proto-romantic?
Salvatore Rosa.
That's good for 10. Damn.
That's rough.
Who's that? Oh, cool. Bonus 4. One of Thomas Hobbes' work of this type is misquoted the central text by using concepere, or to conceive, while the original author used a percipere, or to perceive. For 10 points each, name these 7 responses requested by the author of a 1641 work, one of which, written by Marin Mersenne, accuses the central text's author of circular reasoning. A description is acceptable.
It's like an objection to
Pascal's letters? Say your answer.
It's like the objections replies to Meditations.
You're correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Hobbes objected to the use of this two-word phrase in the intellect, which he says is metaphorical and has no argumentative force. Descartes responded by agreeing, but saying that this phrase does have explanatory force.
I think therefore I am.
Great light. Antoine Arnauld's On True and False Ideas inaugurated another great 17th century debate by attacking this other Frenchman's claim that not all men are saved by God's will. It's presented in this man's Treatise of Nature and Grace.
Malebranche.
Calvin isn't French either.
Oh, yeah.
Toss of 5.
Clearly. And how much on the rocks?
Ten.
That's a hard rock.
Rudolphus Glaber popularized a famous quote about how Europe clad itself in a white mantle of churches after this event. George Duby's book on the social institutions of the Mâconnais region argues that la mutation of this event coincided with the feudal revolution. Richard Land's work on this event has explored its connections with the Peace of God movement that developed in the decade prior to it. Sylvester II and Otto III are alleged to have invented the entire Carolingian era so that they would be able to oversee this event in Herbert Illig's...
What? That don't give sound like a fucking idiot. The coming of the millennium, the 1000.
15.
Nice.
That's the phantom time hypothesis.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I forgot what it was called.
That's
odd.
Oh, yeah,
that's right.
This is your first power one.
Yeah, it's my first power.
This song cycle includes Quechua onomatopoeia like the Dondu Chill of dancers' ankle bells. For 10.8, name this hour-long 1945 cycle comprising 12 songs of love and death, which forms a trilogy alongside another song cycle and a symphony, both written in 1948. It's named after a genre of traditional Andean music.
Oh, no. Harawi.
Oh, I like it, actually.
Harawi.
Nice. Harawi, the unnamed male speaker and the Peruvian folk character Pirucha, represent these two lovers. Messiaen's trilogy was inspired by a Wagner opera titled
Tristan
Pair.
Tristan and Isolde.
In Peru, Harawi music is often played by the caina, which is one of these instruments. The caina is contrasted with a similar composite instrument known as siku or zampona, which is a type of sirens.
Yeah,
I think it's
the
pan flute.
Well, yeah, because sirens means flute, so yeah.
Pan flutes?
I can take that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good pull on.
Toss up 6.
Clear, please.
A player of this instrument collaborated with tabla player Latif Khan on the album Music/Sangam, recorded while he was living in Paris. That player of this instrument teamed up with sitar player Colin Walcott and percussionist Nana Vasconcelos to form the band Codona. That player of this instrument featured a tambura on the track Malkans and had a synthesizer imitate Javanese gamelan on the 1971 track Brown Rice. A miniature version of this instrument was used alongside Ornette Coleman's plastic sax on albums like The Shape of Jazz to Come. Many bebop musicians were inspired by Roy Eldridge's lightning-fast playing on this instrument. Ornette Coleman...
We need a trumpet.
10.
Nice.
Good work. Good trumpet.
Fuck.
The primary alternatives to this kind of survey are one-shot or targeted surveys where telescopes either observe all fields only once or observe a few objects repeatedly. For 10 points each, name this type of survey employed by DES, PAN-STARRS, SNLS, SDSS, and others to discover and monitor type 1A supernovae and other transients by repeatedly observing predetermined sets of fields.
Sorry.
No, I fucking did this in my exoplanets class.
I mean, I'm
like,
answer?
VLSS.
No, this is a rolling search survey.
Okay, yeah,
that makes sense.
Rolling search surveys are conducted in the domain of astronomy named for this variable. This variable is on the x-axis of light curves, and its sidereal form is based on Earth's rotation relative to the fixed horizon.
Precession.
No,
sidereal
time.
Oh, sorry.
Time,
that's right.
Time is a variable.
That means stupid. Go ahead, say that.
Time.
Yeah. This survey, the stage 4 successor of DES, will carry out a time domain survey in several yet-to-be-determined deep drilling fields. However, as its name suggests, it will also carry out a survey of the entire sky.
Not very large.
Very large array?
No, it's not. What's the small thing called?
I mean, they already said SDS, guys.
Oh, yeah, so what's the
answer?
Very large array.
This is a large synoptic survey telescope,
okay.
Or LSST, or Vera Rubin survey telescope. James Lasker's
test.
That was
a challenging
bonus.
Toss up seven. This person's writings describe an early variety of the advanced fee scam called the Letter from Jerusalem. This person and his contemporary, Pierre Lassonnière, are analyzed and disciplined and punished as representing the moment that delinquency detached from other illegalities was invested by power and turned inside out. Alphonse Bertillon developed the discipline of anthropometry to improve on a system of index cards developed by this person, whose other innovations included making plaster casts of shoe prints. The protagonist of James Joyce's Araby prizes a yellowed copy of this man's memoirs, the popularity of which led him to be the basis for such characters as Rodolphe and Eugene Sue's The Mysteries of Paris, Vautrin and Balzac's Human Comedy, and Javert and Les Miserables. This man abandoned a life of crime to found a detective agency that became the Sûreté Nationale under Napoleon. For 10 points, name this pioneer of forensics and criminology, a French policeman who inspired many...
Fouché?
No.
Sorry.
Who inspired many early detective stories.
Sorry.
Real Lupin.
It's Francois Vidocq.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, Vidocq's
memoirs
of Vidocq.
Yes,
yeah. God.
Toss up eight. It's not metformin, but an analog of this protein has been approved to treat a condition caused by mutations in AGPAT2 called Bernardinelli-Sipes syndrome. A G2548A polymorphism in this protein and a Q223R polymorphism in its receptor are the subject of several meta-analyses. By indirectly stimulating the release of kisspeptin, this protein has a permissive effect on the induction of puberty. This hormone increases the secretion of CART and alpha MSH and downregulates the secretion of a Goody-related peptide and neuropeptide Y when it binds to its receptor in the arcuate nucleus. This hormone has a similar effect to peptide YY. Pullman et al. Discovered this hormone by parabiosing, or literally sewing together, mice with the DV mutation to either normal or OB mice, the latter of whom experienced significant weight loss due to this hormone.
Leptin?
10.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
just like,
the
one that isn't
Y.
Leptin?
Yeah, doesn't growling that makes you not hungry.
It's okay, we still have...
One of this queen's regent's favorites hastened his own downfall by parading his retinue outside the king's windows, eventually leading that king to have him mowed down with pistol fire during attempted arrest on a bridge outside the Louvre. For 10 points each, famous queen regent whose best friend Leonora Galli-Guy was burned as a witch after the death of that aforementioned favorite, Concino Concini.
Yes,
Concino had been claimed to be the failing king who the conspirators were put to death in one of the quatrains by this astrologer who wrote Les Prophéties under the patronage of Catherine de' Medici. Yes, the xenophobic pamphlet literature produced in opposition to Concino's influence presaged this later genre of tracts, over 5,000 of which were produced by authors like Paul Scarron and Cyrano de Bergerac to attack a namesake minister. We need the specific term.
Like a necker or something or other.
Are you sure they were attacks on necker or would it have been attacks on someone else?
But I can't think of another.
They're Mazarinades? or prompt on anti-Mazarin pamphlets?
Mazarinades?
Yes.
20 points, 20.
Don't life gives you Mazarin.
Toss up 9. Warning, 2 answers required. One of these authors commemorated the 40th anniversary of one of the other's novels by writing an introduction to it called Amadis in America. In the 1971 doctoral thesis of one of these authors analyzes the other's novels by comparing the act of writing to deicide. In 2007, Rodrigo Moya published a photograph of one of these authors smiling, taken 31 years after an incident between them. One of these...
Marcus Llosa and Garcia Marquez.
15. Your bonus? The narrator is entranced by Miss Joan Hunter Dunn in this author's poem, A Subaltern's Love Song. For 10 points, the famous champion of Victorian architecture who wrote a poem urging friendly bombs to fall on Slough. Because it isn't fit for humans
Betjeman,
now.
Yeah.
Betjeman's beloved teddy bear, Archibald Ormsby Gore, inspired Aloysius, the teddy bear of Sebastian Flight, in this novel by Evelyn Waugh. In his prologue, Charles Ryder is sent to the Tridal Estate. Yes, in another Betjeman poem, an upper-class woman visits this building and prays, Lord, reserve me for me a crown and do not let my shares go down. Washington Irving included a contemplative essay about a visit to its cloisters in the sketchbook of Jeffrey Crayon.
It's not like Alhambra.
I would,
that isn't a cloister.
I don't think so. Alhambra.
It's Westminster Abbey.
All right. That makes sense.
So you get 20?
Yeah.
Okay. Toss up 10. Robert Tucker wrote several biographies of Joseph Stalin that analyze him through the lens of this thinker's theories. The only extended case study in this thinker's work describes Claire, who learns to recognize and overcome her compulsive modesty and parasitic helplessness in her relationship to Peter in the chapter espousing the benefits of self-analysis. According to this thinker, certain individuals experience a split between the ideal and inner selves that leads to self-hate, or what this thinker called the tyranny of the shoulds. This psychologist described the coping strategies of moving toward people, moving against people, and moving away from people.
Moving toward, moving away. Rogers?
No. In cases of neurosis, this author of New Ways in Psychoanalysis coined the term for the male counterpart to the penis envy felt by young females. For Dennis Boyce, famous neo-Freudian originator of the 10 neurotic needs and the concept of womb envy in early female psychoanalysis. The drift velocity in this formalism is equal to the drift force across the magnetic field over the square of the magnetic field strength times the charge. For 10 points each, name this formalism in which the motion of charged particles is decomposed into circular motions around a drifting point.
Motion of charged particles is formalism.
Electrohydrodynamics.
MHD.
No, guiding center. The guiding center formalism can be used to describe this fourth state of matter, which consists of unbound positive and negative particles. Tokamaks are used to confine them. The rate of magnetic reconnection in plasmas is equal to 1 over the square root of this quantity, according to the Sweet-Parker model. This quantity is the ratio of inertial Alfvén wave force to resistive diffusion.
Okay. The
divide
length.
I think I might have it. The Lundquist
number?
Yeah,
that's
a great clue.
That's the magnetic Reynolds number?
No, it's not. Those are different.
The magnetic
Reynolds
number is called magnetic.
90-165?
90-165?
90.
90.
Yeah, that was perfect. Toss up 11. A pioneer of trade unionism in this colony, Makan Singh, was detained in its arid Lodwar prison camp for over a decade. The American heiress Alice de Jonzay may have committed an unsolved murder in this colony where the Earl of Errol was found shot in his Buick at a crossroads. Upon reaching the age of 16, this colony's indigenous male residents were fingerprinted and forced to carry an identity card called a kipande around their necks. Kiki Preston, the girl with the silver syringe, was one of the morphine-addicted aristocrats and notorious swingers that formed this colony's Happy Valley set.
Is that just Kenya?
Good job. DNA evidence from Kiore rat bones has helped discredit Percy Smith's hypothesis that a great group of these objects appeared around 1350 AD. For 10 points each, name these objects, 7 notable examples of which are called names like Tainui, Matatua, and Nukutere in one oral tradition. The greatest of these objects was supposedly taken by notorious white stealer Kupe.
Moai, I think.
Percy Smith's theory of the Great Canoe Fleet attempted to cast the Maori as Aryan invaders who found this group already living on the islands. These people's strict adherence to the pacifist Nunuku laws made it easy for 2 Maori tribes to hijack a ship to the Chatham Islands and enslave their population in 1835.
What? But they're just called the Chatham Islanders. What? No one calls them anything else. Sorry, I should have told you to say canoes.
Answer?
Chatham
Islanders.
Is Moriori? The near extermination of the Moriori occurred during a period of conflict in New Zealand that is named for this early firearm, which was...
Sorry, I should have told you to say canoe.
I didn't come up with that answer.
Toss up 12. Niklas Pevsner praised this architect for having a nice sense of associational propriety, as seen in his use of Gothic, Italianate villa, and Old English cottage styles. Celebrity chef Marie-Antoine Karim briefly worked in a kitchen designed by this man, whose high ceiling is supported by thin palm frond top columns made of cast iron, one of the first major non-commercial uses of the material. This man drew heavily on Samuel Pepys' Cockerill Sezencote House for a building in which sculptures of the mythical Fum Bird hold up chandeliers at the four corners of a massive room, whose central dome is filled with sculptural plantain leaves. In the 1780s, this man designed a banqueting hall whose chinois cerise decorations contrast with the Indo-Saracenic style of the exterior. For 10 points, name this designer of Regent's Park, who used Mughal-inspired onion domes for Brighton Pavilion. Warning, specific term required. In an essay titled For Economies of This Concept, Sarah Ahmed described its role in the surfacing of individual and collective bodies. For 10 points each, in this concept, whose namesake branch of theory has been heavily influenced by a Brian Massumi paper on its autonomy, whose distinction from feelings and emotions was originally laid out by Spinoza.
Affect.
Yes. Masumi's definition of affect was influenced by his translation of A Thousand Plateaus, in which Felix Guattari and this French philosopher this UChicago professor popularized affect theory in monographs such as The Female Complaint and Cruel Optimism.
Brown.
It's Berlant, Lauren Berlant.
Lauren Berlant! Oh,
yeah, so you
she has
got
other things. Yeah, okay.
Toss up 13.
Please.
In a play titled For This Event, a man teaching a class without books compares the way his students are scrambling for ideas to huckleberry hunting. That play titled For This Event climaxes with a nightmare in which soldiers chanting hate 2-3-4 attack a foreign soldier played by the same actor who played the escaped slave Williams. In an essay, This Event makes the author realize that his neighbor's friendship was for summer weather only, that they did not greatly propose to do right. In that essay, This Event also leads the author to call the state as timid as a lone woman with her silver spoons. Robert E. Lee and Jerome Lawrence wrote a play named for this experience, which, due to the intervention of an anonymous relative, was cut short after...
Like, the night Emerson... Or wait, no. Minus the night Thoreau shit.
Was cut short after a single night. Refusal to pay the poll tax prompted for 10 points. What experience described in Henry David Thoreau's Civil Disobedience?
Thoreau's stay in prison.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's fine.
The reduced temperature is defined by using the temperature at this point. For 10 points each, name this point on a phase diagram, in which the liquid and gas phases have no boundary between them. Binary mixtures can turn cloudy at this point due to a certain form of opalescence.
Critical point.
Yes. Reduced variables are used in this equation of state, which contains parameters A, B, and alpha, with alpha being defined in terms of kappa, which is in turn a second-order polynomial of the acentric factor. The acentric factor is defined as 1 less than the negative log base 10 of the reduced saturation vapor pressure at a reduced temperature of this value. In inverse seconds and rounded to 1 significant digit, this is the rate constant of a reaction whose half-life is 1 second. You have 10 seconds to answer.
Okay.
Actually, that's kind of generous.
All right, Mike,
but I like that.
What do you have?
I mean, like, what's the realistic?
Like 0.7 or something. Yeah. Or
what
did
you say?
0.7.
30.
Whoa!
That's like the log of 2. Dude.
Yeah,
it's
log
of 2.
Yeah.
It's just the log of 2.
We got it right.
Yeah, you got it.
Bentley.
It's just the log of 2, bro.
It really is. Toss up 14. A breakthrough at this facility relied on using a Haravel tip to create a square plot. A researcher who worked at this facility's testery later went on to found Amnesty International. A project at this facility addressed the chi screen using a Boolean 1+2 or double delta approach under W.D. Tutte. A group of researchers at this facility were dubbed the Wicked Uncles and included Stuart Milner Berry and Gordon Welchman. Joan Alexander was one of the few women to master Banbarismus, a method developed at this facility. One researcher at this facility, which was divided into several huts built on the
Bletchley Park.
10.
What the fuck else could it be?
I mean, it already
it could have been
Room
40,
like,
dude. You know, I'd write that shit. An experiment using this concept in Finland enrolled 2,000 people, and it often posited as a way of overcoming the effects of automation. For 10 points each, name this type of program advocated by Andrew Yang's Freedom Dividend, in which every citizen of a nation receives a certain amount of money every year.
Universal basic income.
Yes. This journalist and former Moneybox columnist for Slate wrote a defense of UBI in her book Give People Money. Vox editor Ezra Klein is married to this woman.
Gosh, who is she married? Who's he married to?
Answer.
Naomi Klein.
It's Annie Lowry.
Oh.
Hoyens and Rothstein published a 2019 paper about UBI while working for this organization, a leading center of inequality research that is probably most famous for marking the beginning and end of recessions.
Ford Foundation? Let's try Roosevelt Institute.
Answer.
Roosevelt Institute.
It's NBER or National Bureau of Economic Research.
Okay, that's important.
Is that 20?
Yeah. Okay.
That is 10.
What's
your score?
245.
245.
Six
ago there.
62.
They are right.
They are.
Okay. Toss up 15.
Clear.
Pakistani official Jamaat Ali Shah, who oversaw a binational commission concerned with this industry, was forced to flee to Canada after being charged with treason for admitting that this industry may be threatened by climate change rather than secret Hindu conspiracies. The World Bank's inspector panel was created after the Morse Commission report prompted the organization to withdraw from a project and this industry in 1993. Narman Bachao Andolan is dedicated to opposing this industry, which is decried...
Hydroelectric power.
15.
Good job, dude.
Yes, we got it right this time. Yes.
Kara Walker used this technique to create colored backgrounds for silhouette works like Darkie Town Rebellion and Insurrection. Parentheses, our tools were rudimentary, yet we pressed on. For 10 points each, name this technique also used to create large images on monuments and buildings by Polish artist Krzysztof Wodiczko. This technology has been used to turn the Empire State Building into a huge digital photo frame.
Projection.
Yes. I think so.
Projection.
Jenny Holzer's many public projections often use text from this series of hers, in which messages like protect me from what I want and abuse of power comes as no surprise are displayed on LED signs and billboards.
It's just like our sayings. Truisms, that's right. Yeah.
The activist group Decolonize This Place made extensive projections onto this museum's facade during 2019's protests of its board. In 2017, this museum controversially depicted Dana Schultz's painting Open Casket. That's good for 30.
Good.
Good job, man.
Alright.
Scrolling there.
Let's try to win this game. It's not bad.
Sorry, just got away from me. Where am I? Okay, that was
going
15.
Into 16.
Going to 16? Okay.
Yeah,
we want to score check? Yeah. Toss up 16. Either HPLC or a form of this technique using fiber optics is used to monitor the dissolution profile of pharmaceuticals. In this technique, the octant rule can be used to predict the sign of the Cotton effect, which is used to distinguish between...
like... optical rotatory dispersion, ORDE,
and that was my spot. In which used to distinguish between enantiomers. This technique is used to determine association constants between host and guest molecules via the Benesi-Hildebrand method. Ratio of two measurements obtained via this technique is between 1.7 and 2 for pure samples of DNA. Depending on whether the compound being imaged is homo or heteroannular, a base value of 214 or 215 is used to predict the wavelength maximum of this technique, which typically occurs due to a homo-lulo transition. The Woodward-Pfizer rules are used to predict the results of this technique, which is particularly useful for systems with extended conjugation. For 10 points, name this form of spectroscopy that uses wavelengths slightly shorter than infrared spectroscopy.
UV is?
Yes.
I was wondering where you were kind of like, it's on complexes, so it's got to be UV is.
No, it's not UV.
You know what I'm saying?
It's okay. It's okay. We'll get the playoffs still.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Unfortunate. Oof.
We still have the playoffs.
I just sniffed it out.
Alright. Your bonus. This theme is central to the tale of the Heike, whose opening lines claimed is echoed by the sound of the Gion Shoja temple bells and the color of the Sala flowers. For 10 points each, name or describe this theme of many medieval Japanese works of literature. Kamono Chome's An Account of My Hut begins by invoking this concept with the image of a flowing river.
Is this right?
I mean, it's impermanence.
Yes.
Right.
Another expression of Mujo is a poem in this form by the monk Dogen that compares the world to the moon reflected in dewdrops. Unlike haiku, poems in this form of waka poetry use a syllable form of 57577.
Tanka?
Yes. Yeah. Due to its similarity to the word adashi, meaning impermanent, the Adashino graveyard is used as a symbol of impermanence in works such as this set of short passages by Yoshida Kenko, one of the three major works of the Suihitsu genre.
Okay.
That's good for all 30.
Zero.
Toss up 17.
It's okay.
This novel's protagonist is paralleled by the feminist scholar Robin Penrose, who was forced to spend time with Vic Wilcox due to a shadow scheme run by Rummage University in a novel that echoes its basic plot, David Lodge's Nice Work. In this novel, Leonard's drunkenly collapses in the street hours after being pushed off a railroad platform by the protagonist's fugitive brother Frederick. In its chapter of Low and Its Consequences, the protagonist is hit in the head with a rock while embracing a man to protect him from a crowd of striking workers. Serialized weekly in Household Words in 1854 and 1855, this condition of England novel begins with the protagonist's family moving from rural Helstone to the industrial town of Milton.
North and South.
Ten.
Really? Damn it.
I just
was.
Yeah.
These objects are classified by their Doppler blade, Pomor pattern, and Tonga provenance. For 10 points each, name these decorative daggers that get their distinctive wavy pattern and shape from being folded dozens of times. Their highly decorated sheets are called waranga.
Is it the Sikh thing?
The Kirpan?
Yeah, it's a little sit up.
Doesn't sound right.
Kirpan.
Crease? Crease are often used in penchak salat, which is an Indonesian example of these art forms. Capoeira and wushu are arts of this kind. Yes. In the late 18th century, many keris were formed from a meteorite that fell near this temple complex in modern Yogyakarta. Thank you. This Shaivite Hindu temple complex was built starting in the 8th century. It's Prambanan.
Never mind.
House of 18. Weinberg, Nichols, and Stitch criticized epistemological strategies that take these things as inputs to a black box.
Intuition.
15.
Yes.
Answer the following about banditry in the Roman Empire for 10 points each. This historian presented the story of Augustus pardoning the Cantabrian bandit Corocata to highlight Septimius Severus's harsh treatment of a likely fictional robber often called the Roman Robin Hood, Bulla Felix. This man authored an 80-volume history in Greek during the reign of Severus Alexander. Cassius Dio. This late Roman thinker tried to work out what differentiates a kingdom from a bandit community or a latrocinium, such as Spartacus's rebels in his book The City of God.
Augustine.
Yes. This term refers to the gangs of peasant brigands who staged a revolt into Gaul during the crisis of the 3rd century.
Yeah, that's right.
That's good for...
I keep missing all these buttons.
Toss of 19. A German racing pigeon named Leaping Lena was brought to the U.S. as a celebrity after getting lost and returning with a secret message to this organization. The author of Negroes with Guns, Robert F. Williams, replaced a word in the name of this organization with Dixie to name an institution he operated while in exile in Cuba. A replica of the Liberty Bell toured the country as part of a fundraiser for this...
Nope.
15.
Good job!
Radio
Freedom.
Yeah.
That's right.
Radio for Dixie.
This author collected 21 tales of macabre violence in his book, The King in the Golden Mask. For 10 points each, he is a sickly French author of imaginary lives who died of pneumonia in 1905. He paid homage to his dead lover, Louise, by writing the Book of Monel.
Schwab.
Yes. During his illness, Schwab was cheered up by readings of this obscene play, which Alfred Jarry dedicated to him. In this parody of Macbeth, the fat, greedy title character kills the King of Poland. Yes. Before his death, Schwab sailed to this country in a failed attempt to meet Robert Louis Stevenson, who died here in 1894. Stevenson wrote stories like The Bottle Imp after he moved to this country in 1890 because its warm Pacific weather was good for its health.
Samoa.
Yeah.
Is that a directed answer?
Yeah, tropical Swiss weather, dude.
Well, you wrote other things. All right, never mind.
So wait, they got 30.
Yeah, that's 4-3. Yeah.
Toss up 20, the last. In one story, these people are turned to the right and to the left while their dog stretched his forelegs. That story notes that some will say there were three of them, the fourth being their dog. Some will say there were five, the sixth being their dog, and so on. A reference to these people names a surah in which a rich man is punished by God for flaunting his wealth.
The Seven Sleepers?
15.
Oh, good buzz. Very good buzz. Oh, dude, no.
Toss your bonus. The original paper that posited these criteria uses the example of scrotal cancer and chimney sweeps. For 10 points each, name the set of criteria used in public health to infer causality. They include plausibility, the presence of a biological gradient, and coherence.
Oh, the scrotal cancer thing's really important for reasons.
There's still no economics.
I just want these are called.
Answer.
No.
This is the Bradford Hill criteria.
Shit.
Richard Dahl and Austin Bradford Hill studied the association between this behavior and carcinoma of the lung. This activity can be stopped with the help of varenicline or nicotine patches.
Is it this?
Big smoke.
Pointing at your get smoked hat?
Yes. Bradford Hill's study of smoking and lung cancer was of this design, in which a group of people with a disease are compared to a group of people without a disease for a particular exposure. In this type of design, the rare disease assumption can be applied to equate the odds ratio with relative risk.
So you have an obvious control and you have an obvious
DID, but some controlled longitudinal.
Answer.
DID.
This is case control.
Okay.
So you get 10 for smoking.
We want the word control.
Yes. You get 10 for smoking.
Yeah.
I mean, if better than the NC final last year. 30 points.
I can't fucking remember. I should have